Good morning. What an awesome day to be alive. Listen, I know it's not on everybody's calendar. There was some type of glitch electronically and with the calendar organizations around the world. But today is a national holiday. It is this guy's birthday right here. November 17th is my birthday. It's been my birthday for a long time, and I'm excited. Thank God for another year. But I share this birthday with one of my awesome daughters at the church. Happy birthday, Tamika Jackson. Today is our birthday. I love you. Let's make it a great day. Listen, I need to speak to my family all the way in New Jersey who's watching us right now. My heart is lifted with you. We're praying for you in the loss of Mama Lisa and Angie. I'm praying for you. I can't wait till you get back to spend some time with you just to let you know that we're lifting you high during this time in your life. And I pray that God can do what no man can do for you all as you all prepare to lay Mother to rest. Aunt Denise, God bless you. I love you. Uncle Herbert, bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of the vitamin. I want you to know that we are lifting you up in prayer. Grandparents, Mom and Pop Nettles, we are lifting you high. We are praying for you. Listen, tears simply water the seeds of love that have been planted during the lifetime. So don't fight it. Just believe God and know that our God does all things well. And I thank you for allowing me to share these moments with you. Say, God bless you. So listen, let's get it started. Today's my birthday. Let's get it started. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for another year, and I thank you for my morning vitamin family. God, I thank you for the love that's pouring in. Father, it's greater than money just to know that people care enough and they see something inside of this little boy that they get up in the morning just to get this word. And God, for this, I bless you and I give you praise. Now, God, I pray that you would magnify this voice. God, I pray that you would even open greater avenues for me to continue to share what you put inside. So, God, I pray for everyone who's on this call. I pray for my family that's in New Jersey for your healing and comforting powers. And I pray for all those who are on this broadcast, those who are watching live, and those who are watching by repost. To my repost family, I want you to know that God is still hearing your voice, and we're praying for you and lifting you high. So, God, do something incredible for all who are connected. And for this, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen. Just a couple of days to the Thanksgiving giveaway at the Center of Hope this coming Saturday, November 19th. I believe it starts at 12 noon. Call the church office. I don't need any turkeys to be left over. I want you to help me give these turkeys away. Call our office, 770-807-HOPE. Go online and register. Be a blessing to someone else. You may not need the turkey here in Metro Atlanta, but someone else, and you can be a blessing. We also are still in need of some canned foods. Call our office. Let's get some canned foods up there today and be a blessing to somebody and watch God do some incredible things in your life. All right, listen, let's go to the Word of the Lord today. I'm excited. Mark chapter 10. Let me set the story and get to where we need to be today. Talking about blind Bartimaeus. And when they came out of Jericho, this was Jesus and the band, and as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. We talked about his issue, but I don't know if we dealt with his employment. All Bartimaeus was doing was begging. He was asking for someone to do that he really didn't know he could do for himself. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Bartimaeus did not let his condition stop him from reaching out to the one that he knew had the power to deliver. He caught on to faith. He heard somebody's testimony of the power of Jesus. Let me move. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But when he cried more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. There are some people around you that just want you to be comfortable in the calamity that you're in. You've got to press through. Hear this. There are some people that really love you who just want you to say, you know what, just be good. Just be good where you are. You've got to know and have the fight in you to press through every barrier that the world has put on you. This is what I want to get to today. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. I got to get this to you. So the more Bartimaeus called and the more people told him not to call on Jesus, he did something in the midst of this crowd, in the midst of this confusion, Bartimaeus cried out, and Jesus heard him. I need you to understand, family, I don't care what you're going through. When you lift your voice unto God, he hears your cry. Can you imagine everything that was going on in this area? People were selling things. Traffic was moving. Everybody's talking. But there's something about the sincere voice of a believer that gets the attention of God. Not only did he get his attention, Jesus stood still. That's the text, verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Family, there's something in you. Your voice causes heaven and earth to stand still because the sincerity and the need that you have. Bartimaeus, with all of these people around, Jesus heard him and immediately stood still. Family, there's a praise in you. There's a cry in you. Your voice causes heaven to stand still to meet your needs. That's how much our God loves you, that their voice, your voice, he is addicted to the sound of your voice. His persistence got him an audience with Jesus, and Jesus stood still. Now watch this. Remember the same people that told him to be quiet? That's why you can't pay too much attention to the folks who tell you what you can't do. They don't know who you are. They don't know what's going on inside of you. They don't know what God spoke into your life. Stop fighting with them. You're wasting time fighting with people who have no idea of the greatness of God on the inside. Feel sorry for them. Give them a hug and tell them, well, all right, I love you, but I still got destiny inside of me. It's not over for me. The same people that told him to be quiet, watch what happened. When Jesus stood still, the same folks, Jesus says, he's calling you. The same people that told them to be quiet now had to stop and announce Jesus is calling you. Family, I want you to know that the same folks that said you'll never be nothing are the same folks that are going to have to admit that the hand of God is upon your life. They just couldn't see it through your pain, through your circumstance. They couldn't see it when you were flat broke. They couldn't see it when you were locked up. They couldn't see it when you were about to pull your hair out. But God's going to keep some folks alive enough just to see that when you were down and out, but you had enough sense to call on him, now they're saying, hey, God's hand is upon your life. I know that to be a fact. When people looked over you, when people said you'd never make it, now they're going to have to admit God's hand is upon your life. They said he's calling you. Jesus is calling. He don't even want me right now. He's calling you. Your season and your time is coming, but you cannot stop crying out. You cannot stop lifting up your voice. Watch this. They said, he's calling you. Take good comfort. He's calling you. Verse 50 is where I'm going to end with you today. Just because he calls you does not mean you don't still have to get ready. When you get ready to step into that arena, there are some things you're going to have to do. Examine verse 50. Verse 50. And he cast away his garment. He took what he had, the only thing he had, and he threw it away. He threw it to the side, his garment. This garment was all he had. It was a bed for him. It was shelter for him. It was a wrap for him. It was the only valuable thing he had. So I hear a couple of things. One, when you're elevating and going to your next level, you're going to have to leave some of your old things behind you. I pray you get that down in your spirit. You're going to have to leave some of your old ways behind you, some of your old friends behind you. He had to make, not only did he have to take what was valuable, he had to make a sacrifice. I need you to get this down in your spirit. Your next level is going to cost you a sacrifice. You're not going to walk into the next level doing things the same way that you've been doing them. And Sandy says, doing something the same way and expecting different results. If you're going higher, it's going to cost you something. Something not that you want to give, but something that you really need to keep. This was all Bartimaeus had. He had to throw it aside. It's going to cost a sacrifice. Watch this. He had to cast away his garment. Then he had to rise. You're going to have to come up. Your elevation is necessary. You've got to rise. Your thinking has got to rise. Your attitude has got to rise. Your words have got to rise. You've got to go to the next level. The Bible says he cast away his garment and he rose. You're going to have to rise above negative people. You're going to have to rise above your own emotions. You're going to have to fight with you. The greatest fight you have for your next level is not going to be with people. It's going to be with you. You're going to have to rise. He had to throw away his coat, make a sacrifice. He had to rise. What's the last thing he had to do? Then he had to come to Jesus. Here's my close, family. You're not going to just come into his presence any kind of way. It's going to take some change. It's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some acknowledging that I finally got your attention and I'm not going to waste this moment. Family, I don't know who I'm talking to on this call, but you feel like Bartimaeus, you've been crying for a long time. I'm one of the bystanders letting you know right now he's heard you. This is your moment. This is your time. But it's time for you to make a sacrifice. I don't know who it is. I don't know what it is. But you're going to have to give up something that you really want to keep. You're going to have to rise. Your thinking is going to have to rise. You're going to have to get your mindset, your family, your thoughts on the next level. And then you've got to come to them. But you can't come to them any kind of way. You're going to have to increase your prayer time, your worship time, your time alone with God. You're going to have to do more for the kingdom. You, I'm talking to you, you just can no longer be a morning inspirational vitamin internet church member. You got to get your boots on the ground in somebody's church so you can hear and feel the word of God saturate your life. It's time for you to rise, throw away your garment, and get closer to Jesus and watch the miracle happens in your life. I dare you to miss tomorrow. I dare you to miss the conclusion of this text. But this is your moment. I'm telling you, this is your moment to get closer to God. He's heard you. Now it's your time. Let's pray. I'm excited, y'all. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your awesomeness, God. I thank you for even allowing me to realize that all of the cries that we have lifted for years, God, you've never forgotten them. But it's the one cry that comes out of our belly that draws us closer to you. Father, there's somebody watching this video, I don't know, somewhere in this world. They're in a room alone, God, and they didn't know what their next move was. But this video encouraged them to cry out to you. And God, I'm here to announce that he's calling you. He's calling you out of sickness, out of depression. He's calling you out of alcoholism. He's calling you out of drug use. He's calling you out of bad relationships. He's calling you out of thug life. He's calling you. He wants you to come to your next level. He's calling you from sickness and sadness. He's calling you. And now it's time for you to rise. So God, I pray that these words be magnified and the enemy horrified because he cannot stop the move of God. So God, I pray the power of this call resonates in the location where people are, and someone takes that sincere moment and have a Bartimaeus effect and cry out to you. And God, I'm believing you, and I'm announcing in advance that he's calling you. He wants you, whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm not talking about the person next to you. He wants you. And this is your moment. So, Father, we bless you now, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Family, he's calling you. He's calling you, and this is your moment. I'm so excited for what God is doing in your life. I'm so excited for what's waiting on you. It's going to be greater and make everything that you've been through worth the struggle. I love you, y'all. I got to get out of here. Today is my birthday, and I plan to enjoy another year that God has given me. God bless you all. Thank you for your support. And, hey, repost this video. Tell your friends to become my friends so we can continue to get this word around the world. Let's go. Go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. Amen. I love y'all. Hey, one time. Happy birthday to. Happy birthday to. Happy birthday, Pastor Dallas. Happy birthday to this guy right here. I love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Talk to you soon. Peace.